Yeah, baby, she's got it. Venus from Bananarama to start us off on Wednesday. Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Wednesday, 10th of June, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. How are you doing, big fella?
Not so bad at all. How's things with you, very much?
Super duper indeed.
Which are?
I've just made me bucket of coffee.
Yeah, you should see what he's drinking out of at the moment. It's like a keg. He's got a glass keg of coffee that he's drinking out of every morning. It is, oh my God, it's quite full today.
I did. I've gone. I feel I need to pick me up. The alarm went off this morning, right?
And Jeebus.
It was genuine. It's a while since it's happened now. I mean, I've had a couple of nights of where the sleep hasn't been great for some reason. I don't know what that's about.
But
obviously I was in a deep sleep, and I've had one of those where it's like, that can't be right. Yeah. Surely it's only 1 o'clock in the morning or something.
Oh, no. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah. It's that line between shock and disbelief and all that. It's...
Yeah.
What?
Oh, jeez.
And it just, I could, so.
Do I really have to?
So I went for the extra large. It is, to be honest with you, right, the lovely Yvonne, my better half, did buy me a replacement coffee press thing for the one that I broke.
And the one that he broke now is the one that the rest of us use, right? It's like, you know, you literally get a cup of coffee out of it.
Yeah. But, I mean, the only one that they had when she went to get it was one, I think it's. Well, it's an 800 mil, so how many are you supposed to serve out of that?
It's like a pint and a half of coffee, is it? It's like a pint and a half of coffee, I think. Something like that.
Now, I did, I mean, you know, come on, be fair. I did say, you know, we could use it in some sort of communal aspect. Like, if you wanted a coffee.
I know,
But you see, we kind of like our coffees different. We all have our own little...
I didn't even think of that, actually. I always just come in and make it automatically.
Well, you make yours quite strong. Like, your a couple of spoonfuls go in for your little bun.
Oh, yeah. Why? What would you put into that big fella now?
Like, even in that big full thing there, I've only two scoops.
Ah, that's only black water, Jim. that's only black water.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
We can't even agree on a communal coffee.
we'd have to get you. We'll have to build you up. Slowly, we'll put in an extra few granules a morning in. Although, if you have a pint and a half of the stuff I'm drinking, it'll blow the bleeding bananas.
Well, I was just going to say, if I was to drink your stuff, my God, you'd have to peel me down.
Yeah, let's do it. Come on, just see what happens. I tell you something, if you thought you were tough, found it hard to sleep last night or the other night.
Actually, I've just seen the correlation. The amount of coffee I'm drinking and my lack of sleep.
I just can't figure it out. Literally, I just have a few pints of coffee a day.
Oh, yeah, there she goes again from the Laz.
There she goes again, the screen and all is going on and off and everything. Yeah.
That was amazing, I tell you. It's always a technological kind of adventure, isn't it, when we come on and do the show?
Every morning it's like, okay, let's see what's Banjax. What? Can you hear me there in this studio?
Yeah. I can now.
Did it work that time?
It did, yeah. So
what's going on? Oh, God, I've lost my screen, though. But sure, I don't need that. I only pretend to use it anyway.
Right, we're going to take on the birthdays, which I have to inform you are not fantastic. There's a couple of goodies in there, but...
Okay, right.
It's a struggle. We're operating at a bare minimum here.
That's all right.
We're going to start, believe it or not, with one of your... I dread to think where you're going to take this, but it is the birthday of... The Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh, for the love of farting.
It is Prince Philip, Lizzie Banger's other half.
Oh, your
that
man.
That is him, isn't it?
I think that's
him.
Yeah.
It has to be by his age and has to be him.
Oh, yes. Asher, he's like in the hundreds now, I'd say, is he? He's banging on the door of them.
He's not a million miles off.
And he's still out there turning over Land Rovers for sport,
that's
so he is.
Mad. Yeah, he's still being racially inappropriate and drivingly inappropriate and
you
everything.
You couldn't have him walking around saying things nowadays, imagine him.
Oh, my God.
In the current climate and all, no way you couldn't have him there.
He was retired from, wasn't he, as in they went up to him and said, listen, you're not doing anything else, right?
Ah, yeah.
I feel fine. No, I don't care how you feel. You're not doing anything else. But I'm perfectly... No, you're not. Stay there.
I don't think you can even read out the quotes to say he said them. You know that way?
Oh, they're so bad.
Well, like in the new world, you know what I mean? I don't...
Exactly,
You know, I don't think...
Yeah, you'd get the blame for broadcasting them.
I can't believe he said something Philip said 50 years... He was outrageous.
Outrageous. And especially when you think about the countries he toured and all that sort of stuff. You know what I mean? It literally was like...
Everywhere.
It was like... lighting a blooming match.
And sure, isn't there a religion to him?
What?
Yeah, isn't the cargo cult about him?
I've never even heard of that.
Have you not? No.
No.
So basically, there's an island in the South Pacific, I think, right? And it's the Cargo Cult. And basically, they had loads of food to be delivered somewhere else. There was a plane crash or something, or containers fell off a ship or something full of food. And it happened that on this food, there was pictures of Prince Philip, right? So these lads were praying on this island and all. Because times were tough for food. And lo and behold, by pure coincidence, Prince Philip's food parcels washed up on the island and fed them.
Oh my God, so now they treat him like a
so they thought
god.
He was a deity, yeah. So they thought he was a god. So they started to worship him and all.
Oh
you know, never having had contact with the outside world.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eventually missionaries and whoever arrive at the island and they're like,
Why
is Prince Philip on the tree? And they're like, yeah, we know it. Oh, yeah, wait, you hear the story. And he's,
that's
the Cargo
incredible.
Cult. And they worship him because, yeah, prayers were answered and food came and all that, yeah.
That's unbelievable. Right, what age are you going to stick on the old?
He's 97, I'd say.
He's 99.
Oh, fart off life.
Yeah, right on the door of the 100.
And here's me saying he's banging on the door at the start.
Yeah, 99 for the Duke. Right, Carlo Ancelotti.
I love all these lads. These are great. This is the great Italian football times.
Absolutely. I mean, he is a great in all sorts of ways. I mean, isn't he the lad who won the European Cup? Is it three times as a player? Or three times across player and manager? Something like that. Anyway, and the other thing about it is, he's genuine bona fide mafia. I don't care what anybody says.
Isn't that the crack, isn't it?
He's the one that really, when he does his press conferences and everything, and the look of him, everything about it is like, that's how I get these players to play.
Yeah.
I tell them that they're...
There's a grenade in the football.
They're going to sleep with the fishes.
One of these footballs has a grenade in it.
Yeah.
And it's for you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
listen to me, Giroud.
He looks
you
like
something... You wake up with a head in your bed.
He does look like something straight out.
Yeah, and he talks every... He kind of mumbles it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unlike some of the other ones, you know, the... Yeah. Conti and all them, you know.
Yeah,
Ancelotti's a real proper mafia boss.
Which is why it's so weird to see him with Everton. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
that was quite a coup for Everton. Fair play.
A coup for Everton.
That's a biggie.
I gotta say, he's like, he's 62.
Oh my God, not bad. 61.
Oh, fiddlers.
Fair play.
Right, that's not
fair
bad going, right?
What about the lovely Liz Hurley?
Oh, he was so mad about Liz Hurley.
Who wasn't?
Oh, would you stop
that? Sure, if you'd read blood in your veins at all.
Oh, I wanted to give Hugh Grant a wedgie because he was the fella that got to marry her and everything all back
yeah.
in the day. Oh.
And that dress with the safety pins holding it together.
All of that, carry on. And the devil to cover. Oh.
Oh, that's right. She played the devil in that.
That's right.
Terrible movie with your man Brendan Fraser.
Wash out your Georgie mouth. Yeah. Yeah, she did, yeah.
I mean, there's a lad now. If you want to know whether a movie's any good, if your man Brendan Fraser's in it, that's...
Yeah, he was...
You know.
It was like a spoof
wow.
movie.
Yeah.
How to make a comedy a farce.
Yeah.
Put Brendan Fraser in it.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, hats off. He should have his own cult, because to have made a career and like been in a number of big movies.
And yeah, I know it's quite an achievement to be in, like, you know, and all your movies were complete turkeys. Like,
yeah.
I always still think to this day that one of my biggest achievements is I got my own show on Channel 4.
Yeah,
and nobody saw it. I think like that's actually harder to do. Then to get on Channel 4 and get everyone to watch it.
That's incredible,
you know,
yeah.
That's actually...
That is a gift.
It is. I literally have my own
show.
I
actually kept this secret from an entire nation.
Even Channel 4 didn't know they did it.
What's on at 10 o'clock tonight? No idea.
I don't know what that is.
It looks like it's been redacted. I don't know what... It's scribbled out.
Why are we only advertising it in Ireland? I'd say that...
Right, the lovely Liz Hurley.
Liz Hurley is... 56.
Oh my God, what is going on today? 55!
I mean,
you're literally, you're
I'm really getting close,
them.
Yeah.
Skinning them. Right, one of your own, I'm afraid, I had to throw in. We were clutching at straws. I know you don't really like comedians, but at least this one's an American.
You one of your own. You don't like comedians.
Bill Burr.
Oh, I love Bill Burr.
Yeah, who I'd only really put in for you. I don't know if is he as big for everybody else. I mean, he's a huge comedian. I know.
He's huge.
In the States and all
he's
that.
He's one of the biggest in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, he's massive in Ireland and everything as well.
Really?
Yeah. Bill Burr's huge.
I wouldn't be familiar with him at all. I know that there's a couple of Netflix specials and stuff on, but
he's fantastic. He's such an angry Bostonite. He's just such an angry typical Massachusetts. He's
the
great
Americans do angry very well, don't they?
Yeah, especially up the East Coast. Especially that Boston, though, is great because it's goddamn New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Take a no anger and legging it on like it's this. I hate those people. I hate those people.
Yeah, they tend to do angry better than most comedians,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, they're brilliant, yeah. He's spectacularly angry. He's great. I'm going to say he's like... he's 52.
Yes, he is!
Oh.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, you put a stick down in your bean sandwich. Hey!
Oh, my God. God, you are so close today. You are so close to some of them. Anyway, listen to your curveball today, right? See if you can get it without me kind of having to give it away. Would you know Gordon Burns?
Who is... What is that now? That's Scottish fella, anyway.
Actually, maybe he's originally Scottish, but he didn't sound Scottish. He was the presenter of a show called The Krypton Factor.
Oh, jeez, I used to love The Krypton Factor.
Exactly. I knew it would come
to you. I used to love The Crisp.
So did
I. The Krypton Factor.
Yeah, The Crispy Factor was good as well.
Oh, that was a
great show. But The Krypton Factor was particularly good. That's another show. I don't understand why it ever fell apart. It's perfect. It's like... You know, it's intellect, it's strength, it's...
Brilliant it was.
It's all them.
It was the thinking man's crystal maze.
Yes.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was fantastic.
I used to love The Krypton Factor.
Yeah, I thought it was a great show.
Yeah. Oh, God, now I can't think of
it. So the bloke who presented it, he was kind of very well kept. He looked like he was a school teacher.
He did, yeah. He was a PE, it was a very posh PE class, in fairness, wasn't it? I'd say he was...
Now, he's not young, bear in mind, that was kind of big in the...
Yeah, it was the 80s.
The early 80s, 80, probably.
Yeah. I'd say he's like 83.
78.
Ah, fart off, life almighty, God. Too close, and yet but two so far.
An hour up to date on the home of PJ and Jim weekdays from 6 a.m. reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. 6:33. Happy hump day to you. How are you?
Happy hump day. I'm feeling the hump and I'm feeling like I'm feeling the lower side of the
right.
hump rather than.
Are you going to be narky? Should we give you? Well, we have to give you a wide berth anyway.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. I wouldn't go within 2 meters of Tara looking at her.
Tara walked past me earlier on and she goes, "Morning, PJ." I went, "How are you?" And she just goes, "It's one of those days where you haven't even tied your shoelaces yet." And sure enough, they were flailing open as she walked into the booth.
Oh, is there any particular reason now, or is it just one of those where you wake up and you go, "I don't know what's wrong with me, but I just know there's something wrong with me."
Do you know what? It's not even there's anything wrong with me. Do you know one of those days where you wake up on time, as usual, everything seems to be going as normal, and then suddenly you look at the clock and you go, "Oh, Jesus, how am I 10 minutes late?"
Oh, yes. Right.
How am I 10 minutes late?
It's like you fall into some weird
time warp.
Vortex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't know what that's about. That happens.
So you're chasing your tail, basically.
Well,
is that
I have been chasing my tail, but I think I found my tail now. My tail
Excellent.
Is firmly back in its place.
Okay, have you tied it along with your shoelaces?
I have. It's tied up safely. It should be kept out of the way for the remainder of the day, and hopefully I'll get to the peak of the hump soon, and then it's downhill
all the way. That's an amazing visual. The idea, though, of Tara walking around with our shoelaces flailing. And people go, just be careful there, Tara. I don't care.
Yeah,
I know they're open.
And we had a great advantage, though, in fairness, in here. That, like, we could wake up late.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't tie your shoes.
No.
Me just wear a pair of shorts.
Clothes. Yeah. Put clothes on before you come to work.
I know, yeah. Trying to get PJ to dress himself. I tell you something.
as long as he doesn't appear in his sleep suit some morning, we're doing okay.
I'll tell you something, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely...
if his sleep outfit ever shows up here...
the shorts on,
I'll tell you,
PJ.
That instant resignation, yeah. That is. Instant resignation.
I don't think I'd even have time to resign. I'd be sacked so fast.
I meant our resignations.
Oh, well...
Put that away, for God's sake. Yeah, dancing on the ceiling, Lionel Richie here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Wednesday, 10th of June. It's just 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. The Police, Every Little Thing She Does, just ahead of that.
Every little thing she does is tragic.
Thank you very much indeed. There's a little added bonus there from the PJ Gallagher mix.
Just singing away, you know yourself, Jim. Sometimes
Absolutely.
The mood takes me.
It does. It just whisks you off. 087.
I just had that coffee you were slagging me about that has, like, you know, firepower in it.
Yeah. Your own one.
That's why I always buy two bags when it's my round, because I use it at twice the rate you do. You know the way?
No, no, it kind of balances out, because you tend to have one, jam-packed one in the morning. You have one sort of rocket fuel.
Yeah, but then I have another one then.
Oh, do you?
I have three of them before I leave here.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We're going to have to renegotiate our arrangements.
Oh, yeah. That's why I always feel like you're getting done all the time.
It makes you very happy.
It does, and now I don't know why I've come clean. I've been the benefit of that black gold that you've been bringing in. Yeah,
that throat serum is running through your veins now.
I made it a little bit too spicy this morning.
087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, listen. A couple of things to watch out for today. In addition to the regulars, obviously the breakfast table quiz a bit later on, the hit bit in the next hour, all biggies to look forward to, all very winnable, big money on the hit bit, and quite a low score still to beat on the breakfast table quiz, so they're on the way. But also a couple of other things, we're going to put our own regular Dr. Doolittle to the test after he had his conversation with the seagull the other day. Right? And found out that he knew that he was talking to him, answering him back and everything. He engaged with the seagull.
It was, yeah. Do we even want to go down that road again?
Well, I tell you, we're about to find out whether or not he possesses that ability with other animals. And can he discern? Because really what happened there, the essence of what happened on that occasion was he couldn't discern between a seagull and a human being.
I'm telling you now, Jim. He did sound like a bit of an L one.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's what he sounded like.
Well, there you go. So we're going to see whether or not that applies across the board. We're going to test him out to see whether or not he can differentiate between other animals and humans.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I had to go. You had me animal mad last night. You had me animal mad. I went home, watched the dog movie and everything.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, it was great.
That's it.
Into the wild.
We'll have lost him.
Harrison Ford and everything. Oh, we'll just stop. It was a CGI dog, so you never even had to worry if the dog was into it. Oh, it was brilliant. Brilliant.
Right, so that's happening. And also then as well, just to forewarn you, we are going to have to apparently construct an apology. PJ has upset somebody again, which normally means that I have to write a letter of apology on his behalf. So we'll have to visit that a bit later on as well.
Oh dear, well there you go.
God almighty.
Why don't
the trouble you bring to my door.
I don't know why.
Do your folks ever say that to you? The trouble you bring to my door.
My mom went to the school, right? This is a true story. This is a true story, right? She went to the school and she was sitting there getting another earful. And she says, I don't want to sound mental or anything, but is there any chance there's actually 2P or 3 PJ Gallaghers? Because I don't honestly think one person could be causing all this trouble.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, it's just
him, yeah.
She came home and went, I can't believe it. I had to check. So what do you be doing? I don't really like sitting down, you know.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. I sympathise with your ma.
She was there. I have a path.
And all of your teachers.
She started giving out to the teachers. She was like, I have a path worn to this school because of that fella. You think it's hard and you want to try living with him.
Yeah. That's amazing. So it actually went from a parent-teacher meeting into sort of a weird sort of help group.
Yeah, yeah.
PJ Anonymous.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
Where they all just stood up and told the most horrific stories about the things you've done to scar them.
Three people sitting there just going, I can't take anymore. Neither can I. What we do?
Top tune, John Cougar Mellencamp, Hurt So Good, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday. Happy hump day to you folks. Wednesday, 10th of June, when the hit bit is worth €1,120. It's a nice piece of cash. I've had a thought on the hit bit. You know something?
Oh!
I think what we should do is just make it like a weekly amount, right?
Right.
So whatever the biggest amount for that week should be. So say this week, we'd get as high as, what, €1,150?
Yeah, yeah. Just
I think it should
it
be
up.
Just that for the week.
I totally agree.
And then
agree.
Next week it would be €1,200.
Oh, gee.
And then it'd be €1,250. You know what I mean? Just week to week. Because it's the same thing as going up a tenner. Just gives, you know, it stops us having to remember it all the time.
Well, I agree with you. Obviously, I agree with that. We'll have to sell it.
Andy Badnell.
I we'll probably be told to ruin your bleeding. Not a chance. You're ruining the conformity of the shows. But I'm all for it.
Anyway, for today, €1,120. Magic Mike is in the building once again, polishing his puns, as we say, and standing by the WhatsApp machine, waiting to find out if you want to have a go. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know you want to play. 087-188-0008. Now.
This is great stuff, this lad. This is I don't know a lot about golf.
I'll tell you what this is. This is amazing because I can't believe that you voluntarily chose to bring a story about golf.
Well,
to
as
the
I
table.
Was just about to say, I don't know a lot about golf, but I do know getting a goal in one is a huge thing.
It's a hole in one, but it's yeah, okay.
That's even better, I'd say.
Yeah.
So a five-year-old.
Show off.
Showed off his golf skills. He's being celebrated after he hit a goal in one.
A hole in one.
Okay, well, just agree to disagree then. Okay. When we get the story done. So he got his goal in one in Florida. William Kelly is his name. So he's
got to be Irish in that lad.
You think
William
so?
William Kelly.
With a name like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he's five, obviously, I said that. He sank the hole in one. He was on the hole 13, so he was, at the Bridges in Springtree Golf Club, which is in Florida. Now, he was asked, of course, this is such a big deal. The local news and all. What I do love about this is we're so starved for sports news that you have now sports journalists in the States going, I don't care who he is. I don't care what he is. Get down there and talk to the five-year-old.
And whatever about golf journalists in the States, here we are, a radio station in Ireland.
Yeah.
And our sports news is that a five-year-old in the States got a hole in one.
I know, but in fairness, on our show, if what's a gig? I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. There's no journalists here.
If Tiger Woods got a goal in one, probably wouldn't say anything about it. But Willie Kelly of Florida, who's five, he's going to get a big thing.
Yeah. So, of course, we had to find out how it happened. So, straight from the horse's mouth.
I hit a 7-iron and it took two bounces off the fairway and one bounce off the green and then it hit the flag and then it went in.
That's impressive.
You know what I love
two
about
bounces
that?
Off the fairway, one off the green, hit the flag, went in. Sounds like a pinball.
I love about that is there's so many adults, you know, sitting there, oh, yeah. Very good, GFA. Lucky at all now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you had to use the flag stick, did you? Oh, yeah.
A
bit like having those bumpers on a bowling lane, if you ask me.
The wind was at your back, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. I hope it's one of those clubs that he gets a fancy watch.
That happened. Magic Mike is there, I think. Did that happen with your dad? Didn't your dad get a hole in one?
Yeah, he did.
He got a watch or something.
Yeah, he got a Hugo Boss watch.
Oh, I love this.
It was a hole in one. It was a whole big deal, yeah.
So with little Willie Kelly, is there a chance that he'd get a watch now from his golf club?
Jim, isn't there a problem? Isn't there an issue with that, though? If you get a hole in one, you have to pay up, don't you?
Well, normally there's a tradition whereby if you get a hole in one, you kind of go in and you buy whoever's in the clubhouse. You know, you do a round for everybody. Yeah. It's like
this is great. So you have little Willie Kelly with his new Hugo Boss watch, smoking a cigar. Go easy, lads. I only just made me communion, and they are taking the money off me. Steady on. I won't even make me communion for 2 years.
Yeah, he's only five.
And I'm in debt now already, yeah.
Absolutely.
I only started school last week.
That is, though. Normally, that's the way it is. Or maybe that's just in golf societies, is it? Or is it in golf clubs? But it used to be that if you got a hole in one, it was such a rarity, you went in, you bought everybody a drink.
Oh, there's going to be war, isn't there? Because they'll all be looking at little Willie Kelly and they'll be all the same, right, little Willie Kelly, he obviously isn't going to be able to get a drink in or around in the whole lot. And they probably won't give him the watch either. But they'll be looking at his dad going, so I heard it was a... Here's your son, got the old hole-a-roo.
Yeah.
The old goal in one. I don't suppose there's any chance you're going to do the...
Will you be celebrating at all?
Do the honourable thing.
Will it be a party or anything?
We're going, what about I wear his watch until he's 18 and then I get around in then?
Somebody can let us know, actually, just if there's a specific tradition that is associated with it. I'm nearly sure it's the round of drinks thing.
I love that. I love that there's a 5-year-old.
Not to mention the fact, as you say, though, the amount of begrudgery. Have you ever come close to a hole in one, Mike?
I got a hole in one in pitch and putt. Does that count?
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, I did.
That kind of counts.
Of course it counts. Did it go through the windmill and everything?
No. Well, now, this was
a crazy golf. Pitch and putt.
Pitch and putt. It was like a council local thing. It wasn't like, put it this way, the flag wasn't too far away from
Hang on a sec, Mike. Don't undersell it. Why don't you say it was a short par three?
Well, it was a short par three.
It was a par one.
I actually sliced the shot. It hit off a little hill and came back and rolled into the hole.
That's brilliant.
That's what happened.
That was a Willie Kelly shot, that was.
Isn't that what
you want? Two bounces off the fairway, one off the flagpole,
Anyway.
That's what you want though, isn't it? You want, if you're going to get a hole in one, you want it to be the most annoying hole in one ever, because you want your mates who are brilliant golfers to be mad jealous.
Yeah.
So there's no point in going out and hitting the perfect shot. What's the point in that?
Yeah. The best one, you want to hit it. Yeah, you want to hit a couple of trees.
You want to
end up banging off
the backside of a seagull and the seagull to pick it up and fly it and drop it. And then have it rotten.
Tell you,
get banged off a bag of chips and into
the hole.
There's
mad stories of stuff like that. Birds picking things up and dropping them like...
Oh, that's what you want,
a foot from the hole
and
everything.
Dog.
By the way, did you buy anything for anybody after your hole in one, Mike?
No, it was with my father I did it. No.
All right, yeah.
He just slagged me, saying...
Mike going around going, now don't tell anybody that, right? Don't say it.
Wait a minute. His dad got a watch for doing it.
Yeah.
And then he did it in front of his dad.
Yeah.
I think... Your dad's wearing your watch, mate. I would be having a chat with that man.
Anyway, let's forget about the watch. I think Mike should buy a round for us.
Definitely.
To be honest with you.
I just played with a person.
No.
I think if you walk into the clubhouse,
Michael, you walk into the clubhouse. This is your clubhouse. We are your companions.
Outrageous.
Yeah, I think Mike should buy us something.
Definitely.
Cake.
It was pitch and
all
punch.
Those in favour of cake?
Yeah,
hands
say,
up.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
10 years ago.
Carried.
That's grand.
even Tara shouting in my ear. Cake! Yes, cake!
Sure, look, he played that. It was a pitch and putt, right? So he was banging it around the windmills and the crazy
The crocodiles.
Yeah, so this, just consider us your clown hole. If you know what I mean.
To be honest with you,
that phrase has been used with PJ before, to be honest with you. Clown hole.
You don't know that came out isn't crazy golf.
No, he doesn't know that.
Oh, he doesn't know that.
No. Sure, he thinks that you use bats and everything.
what do you use then? A club is where you go into.
Fast Love, George Michael here at Classic Hits. 7:20, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you this morning, folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. The consensus seems to be, yeah, you are obliged to buy a round of drinks or do something like that.
Oh, yeah.
They all hold in one.
There's not much point in getting one then, is there? Like, I mean, if you're just going to get stiffed.
No, because there's a few different variations. John says you have to buy a round if you get a hole in one. That's according to John. Somebody else says your membership of your golf club covers you for €250 insurance if you get a hole in one for drinks in the clubhouse.
You're kidding me. Is that a fact?
I don't know if that's strictly true. I don't know. That's what somebody has said, though.
If that's true, that's an amazing fact.
Ollie Neary has said that's the story.
That's just his fact. But you'd wonder why. You'd be dreading getting a hole in one.
Yeah. Look at that. John got two holes in one on the same round. The only thing was he was playing Tiger Woods on the PS4.
Oh, for God's sake. Here's me actually believing it for a minute. I tell you, I'd swallow a brick sometimes.
Anne-Marie, though, says that you'd only have to do that if you're in official competition. So in other words, it kind of gets Mike off the hook, which I'm not happy about, that because he was only having a friendly game with his dad.
Sorry.
And technically he wasn't in competition.
As far as I'm aware, and I have researched it, there's no rule to say that 10 years after you get a hole in one, you have to give your radio colleagues a drink and a cake.
I mean, surely there's a rule. There's a rule in golf for everything else.
But this is like something Trump would say now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just because the law says I can be an idiot and selfish. It means I do it. You know what I mean?
I think any
normal person a decade after getting a hole in one in a crazy golf course with his father.
It wasn't crazy golf, PJ.
There was no windmills or crocodiles or clowns involved.
Well, sure, that
well
makes
there,
it...
there might have been clowns involved.
There were two clowns involved.
So it looks like we're not getting cake off, Mike.
In fairness, he's probably right. But we tried. Yeah. We tried everything we could.
Absolutely. So Anne-Marie says that it's supposed to be an official competition and then you get sort of like a special prize for it even though you've bought everybody around or whatever. And somebody else says, John and Kevin says, I got a hole in one, guys, straight through a BMW. Yeah. To be honest with you, golf disaster stories are great. And that's coming from a man who's had to tell many of them because I'm so bad.
I love when Jim goes playing golf. It's great. It's great before he's going. And then the week after when he's in such a fouler because he's broken all the clubs and smashed up his own car. You're like, oh, Jesus.
Everybody wants to rule the world here at Classic Hits. Just 22 minutes to wait. Last call on the hit bit. 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know that you want to play.
And you could be picking yourself up 1,120 euro.
1,120 quid. I actually didn't think I had me button up there. That's why when I went, I was warming myself up there for a minute.
Wow, I didn't know you were that professional. You do vocal exercises before you go on.
No, I'll tell you what
incredible.
It is. I'm only after finishing a bowl of porridge there. Right. And I was like, getting ready for the old chatteroo on the town.
Absolutely. Right, Hitbit on the way. I've literally just, it's funny that this story is cropping up now because I've literally just finished sending an email, right?
Yeah.
To a place that, I'm still waiting on me resistance bands to arrive.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Right.
Yeah.
And, we've talked about this a lot because everybody's been doing loads of online shopping.
The
wait has been phenomenal. People are waiting months.
Oh, come here,
to get stuff delivered.
My mates that work in the post office, like, are just flat out. One of my mates, he's my brother-in-law. Is he called your brother-in-law if he's married to your sister?
Yeah, well, what else would you call him?
Well, I thought you had to be the married one, but it doesn't matter. That's grand. So he's there. So you know what I mean? So he is saying that it's gone. It's not like he was used to finish work some days.
Yeah.
At the same time as we would, actually. You know, he'd be knocking out there midday and all, like, you're heading off. He's like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Like, it's extended his day because it's like Christmas Eve every single day.
Mad. It is mad. But I was actually sending it to the company I ordered from because it's not really the... the way they give you tracking numbers or whatever.
Yeah.
But the courier company haven't even got it yet. Do you know what I mean? It's like... So it's madness. But anyway. Story comes up about...
Oh, yes. So
Amazon, of all places.
Obviously, all these places like Amazon must be absolutely flat to the boards, mad busy at the minute. But a worker in Amazon in Wales, in their sorting factory in Wales, she's asking everybody who's ordered from Amazon, like around the UK and Ireland,
right?
Please check your packages for her engagement ring. So she was flat out working, packing all the boxes in the sorting office and all. And then she realised after a day's work, she was there, oh my God, my engagement ring is gone. Jasmine Padgett is her name.
Right.
Mind you, it's probably not written on the ring, but there you go, that's her name anyway. And she said she and her fiancé, who works there as well, Josh Phillips is his name, they searched the warehouse high and low and up and down in Swansea, couldn't find it. She knows the ring fell off her finger when she was packing boxes on Saturday.
Right.
So if you had an order in before Saturday...
Have they no record of what would have been packed and sent on Saturday?
Oh, gee, how many? Like, yeah, did you ever see those videos?
I suppose, if it's Amazon, that could be God knows how many.
Yeah, did you ever see those videos about the Amazon warehouses and how big they are and how much stuff goes through them and everything? It's absolutely mad.
Like a city.
Yeah, like it's absolutely mad. So,
yeah. So they've no recollection of anything that it could be anywhere. That place ships
anywhere
to.
And I don't think Amazon are the most helpful people here. I don't think you go back to Amazon and say, is there any chance we could look back on they're going, shut up. I don't know anything about Amazon. I don't know if that's true. So it's gone out somewhere. Somebody has our engagement ring.
So somebody who ordered, I don't know, a blooming...
It could be you. It could be your rubber bands finally arriving.
I didn't order them from Amazon. Oh, so it's right. Not me. I don't have your ring.
But it could be anything. It could be like anything. Literally anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm just... what happens now?
Books. It could be anything.
What happens if... Imagine the scenario if a lad was buying a gift for his other half.
Oh my God, right? You're right.
So he's thinking, I know what I'll do. I'll order it. I tell you what she loves. She loves cooking. She loves all that. She's big into your man, Jamie Oliver. Loves all that. I'll get her a Jamie Oliver book. She'll love that. And then the package arrives and he says, I got you. I got you a little something. And she opens it.
Oh, you did.
Oh my God. Yes, the answer's yes.
What is?
What do you mean? Yes, I will marry you. What?
What are you talking about?
I just was so honest, I thought you might make me pasta.
It's a book on easy recipes. Your cooking is terrible. I thought, I was trying to help you out.
Oh,
I'm sick of doing all the cooking myself. Yeah, I know. That's a awful scenario.
That could be a dodgy one, yeah.
Right. You can think about it. You'd be buying something. It'd be weird if you bought something for yourself. You'd be there going, what happened there? What's the last thing I bought online?
If you got something from Amazon, right?
Yeah.
And opened it, you'd be like, well, I must have a secret admirer. Apparently somebody's trying to propose to me, but...
Who sent me that?
All I ordered was, some cheap jocks.
Potato peeler. That's the last thing I ordered, was a potato peeler.
Yeah. You ordered, that's what you ordered on Amazon, a potato peeler.
Was it some sort of special one, a machine? I didn't get it on Amazon, but I ordered online, a potato peeler,
Brilliant.
I was getting loads of carrots. It was more for the carrots than the potatoes now, Jim, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah. Is it the set with the different blades? Is it that one? And the different coloured handles?
Jeez, I didn't know. You have to send me a link to that. I haven't seen that fella.
It's like
a little wooden handle. You do that with it.
You know, on the radio, that doesn't really work, saying you do that with it.
Oh, sorry, you're right, yeah. You do a downward stroking motion of your carrot with it.
That's one of the weirdest things. That sounded so weird. You do a downward stroking motion of your carrot.
You hold your carrot at the base and you do a downward stroking motion of the carrot like that. And it takes off.
I've already got the dirty stuff off it. It leaves one orange. One apology letter to write. Let's just keep this within
the. What do you have to apologise for?
You're right. Any lad doing a downward stroke on his carrot.
All I'm just saying is
there's nothing that anybody could take offence from that.
All I'm saying is it hasn't arrived yet. And if I get myself a nice little, I tell you something. If I end up with a shiny carrot and an engagement ring, I'll be doing very well this week.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hip it. The kit bit.
What are you talking
about? I got a bit mad. I can't speak today. I'm doing my best. The hit bit
that
is
was
what?
That coffee you had first early doors.
I think so. I went, yeah.
You should have just, you know what you should have done? You should have just eaten it out of the packet.
Oh, I know.
It would have
had the same effect. I had two heavily loaded spoonfuls in that big thing earlier on. But sure, we'll do it again in a minute. So far, the hit bit is worth €1,120 this morning. Here's what it sounds like. And Keith is going to go first. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, good. Keith, what's your story today?
Just working from home now and trying to make the most of the lockdown. So, yeah, it's not too bad.
Good for you. What is it you do? Can I ask?
Yeah, just doing purchasing for Johnson & Johnson. So, yeah, not too bad now. So
good stuff.
Mainly sitting behind the computer.
All right. So, at least you can get out and about a little bit further these days.
Little bit. The weather's not so great now.
Not the day for today, in fairness.
But sometimes it's nice to have an excuse now. So you feel pressure, you know, you're at 20k. Oh God, do I have to go 20k? right, I suppose I'll have to come up with an excuse.
Yes, I have to.
Right, so Keith, we'd love to give you a few quid this morning. What do you think?
I think it's Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Great.
Right, playing a lot here. Classic hits. Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Michael.
Just amazes me, lads, how people get this wrong time after time.
Oh dear.
Oh, very good. I like it. One of his more subtle ones, but one of his better ones. Listen, Keith, have a good day, man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks again, lads.
Cheers.
See you, Keith. Take care. Ray is waiting patiently. How are you, Ray?
Good morning, lad.
Not bad. Oh, you didn't even ask me.
It's the great PJ Gallagher way. I'll tell you what.
It's a natural response, isn't it?
That's enough about you, Ray. Let's talk about me.
Sure, this is what happened with the seagull yesterday. The seagull literally went, ah, there. Not bad. Thanks.
With the golf ball.
So, Ray, how are you this morning?
I'm all right. Yeah, just in the traffic here as normal.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, it's nice to see it back, isn't it? The wildlife returning.
It never went anywhere, lad.
Really? What road are you on, Ray?
I'm on the M50, so I've pulled in. I haven't really pulled in. I'm just sitting in the lane.
Yeah.
And has it been busy the whole time for you, around this time?
It has been, but it's still all right. The roads are going, and it's fluid. You can certainly tell that the traffic is getting a little heavier, but it's still going.
It's definitely not like it used to be, though. You used to go to the M50 to meet people and if you hang out, you know.
I tell you, it won't be long before it's back.
I know. Jeepers.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, so Ray, we'd love to give you a few quid. What do you think?
I think it's George Michael Faith.
Oh, yeah.
Faith.
Good one. Right, so, Mike.
Good tune.
Ray, unfortunately, you, my friend, are wrong. But give it one more try. You never know. You never know.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks, lad.
Cheers, Ray. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. I don't get that, Michael.
Only hardcore George Michael fans will get that one, gents.
I missed that one now.
Give us it again, Walter.
Yeah, he can have one more try. You never know, you know. Don't mind the you never know bit. Just the one more try bit. God.
One more try.
You used to do this at your gigs, PJ, do you? You just stand on the stage explaining your jokes, taking questions
Have you ever been to one of PJ's gigs?
That's normally the funniest part.
Wow. Right. More Hitbit nonsense with Niall Boylan around about a quarter to one this afternoon. Oh, I've forgotten how much it is.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love here at Classic Hits. It's almost 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Morning to you, folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, hump day, 10th of June, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout at any stage this morning. Right now, though... I tell you, I've been looking forward to this. If you were with us on the show yesterday, you'll have heard that we have our very own resident Dr. Doolittle, PJ Gallagher, engaged in a conversation with a seagull.
It was an accidental conversation.
Yeah.
And the seagull was letting on to be a woman. So in fairness...
Well, I mean, to be fair, basically really what came out of it, apart from the fact that he speaks to animals, is the fact that he couldn't differentiate between the bird and the woman.
Ah, come on, man. It was an easy mistake to make. Just a quick recap. There was a seagull standing next to a bin, and the bin was beside a shelter to observe the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the shelter was two women. And as I walked past, I just heard, "Ah!" And I went, "Yeah, how are you? Good old fair play." And she said, "Did you think that was me?" And pointed at the seagull. And I lied and said no. And I did. And she sussed it. And she said, "Yes, you did." And our friend started
laughing.
So
you did assume that it was a woman when in fact it was a seagull.
Sounded exactly like a woman. It sounded like a woman shouting.
So listen, we're going to see whether or not this holds true for you. You know, whether you can genuinely talk to the animals. You know, where, because maybe that's it. Maybe, you know, maybe it's a genuine gift that in your mind...
I would like to think so.
You actually knew the seagull was saying, "How are you, PJ? I haven't seen you on the telly in ages."
Essentially, he would have been going, "How are you?"
Yeah.
"How are you?"
Yeah, obviously, if he was a Dublin seagull, naturally.
He was. She's right there, fair. Yeah.
So, we have a selection here from which you have to decipher.
Yeah.
You know, is it human? Okay. Is it a person?
Are some of these human?
Yeah.
Oh.
And if it's not human, what is it? So right. What animal is it from your vast repertoire of animal language knowledge?
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. I am lover of all things...
Animalistic?
Animalistic. I was going to say four-legged, but that would be a very strange seagull.
Right, are you ready? So, what are we going for here? Now, is that sound, is that a human making that sound?
What
and
in
if
the
not,
name of God
If not,
that?
What is it?
What in the name of God was that? That's some sort of, is that like a seal or something? That's like some sort of sea life anyway, is it? Because I'm getting a bang of a, we're getting a bang
not
of the
bad,
ocean.
Not bad, no, not bad. Go on, pin your colours.
You don't look too impressed with an old seal. A dolphin. I'm going with a dolphin.
Not bad at all. That, my friend... is a beluga whale.
Same thing. The same thing, yeah. It is. A beluga whale is just a very fat dolphin.
Right.
It is an overweight dolphin. That's what he is.
Okay. Very close. That's a good start.
I saw
fair
a
play to you.
I actually had a conversation with a beluga whale in Massachusetts. That's another story for another day.
Absolutely. Right. Next up for you. What are we talking here? Human, or if not human, what animal is this?
Oh my God!
What are you going for now? Is that a child or
it's
is it
a Jack Russell that's possessed by the devil? Oh my God!
Right, what are you going for on that?
It's a Jack Russell that's possessed by the devil.
It's not, I'm afraid, but not a million miles away. It's a cat.
He's not, is it?
That's a cat.
Cats.
Actually, yeah, it's sort of an evil cat.
All cats are evil, man.
There's an evil cat.
All cats are evil. And those people who are just like, did you ever see Let the Right One In, the vampire movie? Did you ever see that?
No.
Where the vampires trick humans into looking after them. That's cats. It's exactly what cats are.
Right, okay. You haven't got one right yet, although you haven't been a billion miles away. But what about this one?
He's going, ow, ow. He's after getting... that's a whale. He got his flipper caught in something, but that's a whale.
That is a puppy.
Ah, stop. He's even saying, ah, whale, ah, whale.
That's a dog. It's a puppy.
Oh, well, I'm very disappointed now I didn't get that one.
Right, okay. What about this one then? This one should be a good one for you, right? Okay, again, are we talking a human? If we're not talking a human, what animal is this? Ah, oh, come on, you...
That's a radio DJ. That's a Jim McKay.
Absolutely. Here we go.
No, that's a puppy.
Nail me machine has gone completely. It's lost the run of itself.
Thank
here
God
we are.
For that, because I finally knew that one. Oh, that has to be a ghost.
Absolutely.
It has to be a ghost. There's
it can only be a ghost. Why are goats so entertaining?
I love the way goats are always just so disappointed. Yeah. They're just so wailing disappointment. Yeah. It's like it's just
if you'd have walked by a ghost at that shelter, it would go. I've been waiting ages.
It's like every time you hear a ghost, it's like they've checked their lotto numbers and lost again. It's like, oh!
Right, so you've won in the bag. Go, well done, sir. Your Dr. Doolittle is hanging in there, right? Okay, what about this one again? We haven't had a human so far. Is this one, or if not, what animal is it?
What? I would have said a cat, but obviously a cat's gone. That's mad. It sounds like a fellow with a balloon.
What are you going for?
That is really hard. A cockatoo.
It's a frog.
Ah, come on.
I think that sounds exactly like a siren. I think it sounds like a really long siren.
What sort of frog doesn't go ribbit?
I've no idea.
Frogs
I've no
go
idea.
Ribbit. That's what frogs do.
Okay, is this our last one? I'm not sure if this is our last one. We may squeeze one more in. Very quickly, what do you make of this? Again, human, or if not human, what animal?
He's just saying beach.
Whoa, what are you going for?
It's an elephant asleep on the couch, is it?
Is it?
I think that's an elephant asleep on the couch, is it?
My friend, is the sound of a tortoise having sex.
Shut up. Is that what that is?
That is what that is. That is a... That's amazing. That's amazing tortoise.
And he sounds like an elephant falling asleep. That just sounds like a little elephant.
Yeah. That's romantic, isn't it?
I've heard.
It sounds exactly like somebody snoring.
I've heard the call of love, Jim, and I think it's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, listen, we've one more very quickly. God. Very last one. Right, this is it. What are you making of that?
That's me.
Yes, it is. Oh, best animal sounds ever.
Do you know what that is, Jim? That's the sound you make when you've no one around so you can't go beep.
Yeah, that's Blur, of course, in Country House here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 19 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Did you enjoy that, PJ? Excellent. What's your favourite bit? Good stuff. Fair.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Outrageous,
Carrie. I'm actually quite proud that I can make that sound.
Absolutely, and so you should be. There's not many.
Yeah, there's something quite musical about it, really.
Yeah, although, yeah, there are times you sound a bit more.
That's the funniest sound.
Yeah. That's not why you're not in a relationship at the moment, Ratton, is it?
Might be, man. Might be. You may have hit the nail on the head there. I have many faults, and we've just—you may have found another one.
Wow! What is it? And you know, what is it about the whole sort of like tortoise / turtle mating thing? Remember, we found out we did a CSI once where the sound of the velociraptors.
Yeah, was the sound of turtles mating. Yeah, apparently, and they just turned it up really loud, and that's what the sound is. Yeah.
Yeah. So that could be appearing in a dinosaur movie near you.
Not exactly terrifying now, is it? Like, if you, here comes the T-Rex, here comes the T-Rex.
Might have been like, terrifying for the female tortoise.
But we don't know which one is which.
Very true.
You know?
Very true.
One of them is trying to encourage the other one on, but that's all we know from that sound, isn't it? Like, neither of them are exact. It must be a bit of a labour, I suppose, with half your body is a hard shell. Yeah.
Share and Believe here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 24 minutes to 9 o'clock. Last call on the breakfast table quiz. If you want to have a go, only 7 to beat. And remember that Selco.ie hygiene hamper includes a Nilfisk vacuum cleaner as part of that prize as well.
Savage.
As long as a whole host of other kind of stuff as well.
Everything's in there.
Everything you need. 087-188-0008. Magic Mike is standing by the WhatsApp machine. Let him know if you fancy having a play. Now, in the meantime, tell you something, right? PJ Gallagher, once again, you are going to have to be sent to the principal's office.
Principal's office, I'm in trouble
sent
again.
Sent to Andy Bad News. You're going to have to stand outside his office and explain yourself.
Oh,
and I'm going to end up having to write another letter of apology.
I'm in trouble
What
again.
Have you done this time?
Well, I said something I don't think it was... Oh, look, what am I might as well just read it to you as it happened.
Okay.
Last night... Yesterday in Classic Hits was received an envelope, and on that envelope it says to the complaints department. Brown envelope.
Do we have a complaints department?
Well, I think it was actually seen as though it was more or less me that seen it first. I guess that makes me.
We should call your desk the complaints department.
It's a pretty good place to start. Yeah. Pretty good place to start. To the complaints department, Classic Hits, and there is our address. They even went and put the air code on, which I've never seen used in the real world.
There you go, there you see. Go. They wanted to make sure. So this is obviously a very serious complaint.
Very serious complaint, and it has the stamp and all on it and everything, you know, delivered by the post office. Opened up in a handwritten letter. It came from Galway.
Right.
And it says, to whom it may concern, I am complaining officially about the bad language used on the PJ and Jim Saturday program.
Unbelievable. So you dragged me into it as well. Unbelievable.
It's probably something you said that was the reason for this.
Hardly.
Says on Saturday the 30th of May at 10:50 a.m. where PJ used the phrase...
At least we got that established. It was PJ who did it, right? Okay, what did you say?
What you were doing to have me provoke me to say this.
All right.
So he wrote, shut your... And then he wrote the letter H and put... four dots after the letter. Because obviously...
What did you say? Shut your head, was it?
I said shut your hole. I mean, I was talking about the hole on your face.
Don't be saying...
Your mouth hole.
Don't say it again.
Hole.
That's two letters I'm going to have to write now.
I was talking about your mouth hole. I don't know why this... I don't know why hole is such a bad word that you can't write it on a page. But anyway, there's a... So please yeah. keep yeah. the language on your station clean. And that comes with regards to the complainant who gets to remain anonymous.
Absolutely.
But there you go. That's...
So your foul and abusive mouth has once again gotten us into trouble, has it?
My God, that's a very harsh... That's very harsh now, the way you have to put that there, isn't it?
I mean, I can't... Now, so I've got to write a letter to Galway.
Do you know something?
To the whole county of Galway,
I was literally just about to make my apology. I was just about to say, I apologise for my language that I used on the Saturday show. I was just about to say it, and that it would never happen again. But now that Jim's giving me a hard time, do you know what, Jim? You can shut your hole. I mean, honestly, you can't even apologise in this country anymore without someone giving you grief over the apology.
Shocking, carry
on.
And anyway, now, future now, you're going to have to say to me, shut your H dot dot dot.
Shut your H dot dot dot, man. Yeah.
And hope you don't encounter a pot H dot 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 on the way home on your bike.
I actually have to spell other things it out in my head to figure out what you're talking about there for a second.
Yeah. How are we going to get it? How are we going to get around using, you know, if we're not allowed to say?
I don't know. It could make the news hard. There was a sink H dot 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 in Docky there last week, remember? Yeah,
exactly.
That was going to cause a bit of trouble.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, do you prefer donuts that are full donuts or do you like donuts with a H dot 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 in the middle?
Which one of them? Those H dot 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 donuts are a bit dirty, aren't they? I don't know if I'll be into them H dot 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 donuts. Although H dot 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 donuts is a great name for a company all the same.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie.
Okay, this week, of course, it's selco.ie and their fabulous hygiene hamper that we have for you to win. They are the one-stop shop for all your hygiene supplies nationwide. So no matter what end of the scale you're at, if it's the commercial sector, they do a huge range of commercial janitorial, I love that name, janitorial products.
Janitorial
products. Or that
products,
word,
yeah.
Rather, yeah.
I think it's a much nicer way of looking. If I approached cleaning in my house as observing my janitorial duties, I think I'd be more...
You'd enjoy it more.
I'd be more fastidious with it.
Absolutely. Commercial janitorial products, all sorts of takeaway packaging, restaurant supplies, business schools, restaurants, hotels, nursing homes, you name it, they do all that sort of stuff. And of course, they're Irish owned and operated, have been for over the last 35 years or so. And this week, it is this incredible hamper, which includes that Nilfisk vacuum cleaner and that touchless thermometer, as well as all of this personal sanitizer packs and masks and wipes and detergents and toilet rolls and everything.
The whole kit and caboodle. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to be as clean as a brand new cafe opening.
As the proverbial whistle, PJ.
You will, absolutely. And what did you say the score to beat was again?
It's only seven.
Seven, so eight is the score you need to get into the lead. And it's going to be Ruth Connolly having a go this morning. Hey, Ruth.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Ruth. How are you?
I'm not too bad, not too bad. Surviving COVID, just about.
Yeah, glad to hear it.
Thankfully, it's all easing up a little bit. So get a bit of light at the end of the tunnel now, isn't there?
Yeah, the weather's been great. It's been not bad at all, you know.
Well, until we were allowed to go somewhere, and then the weather decided.
Well, sure, listen, typical. What else would you expect?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, listen, Ruth, you must be fairly confident, only taking on a score of seven.
Well, I'm hoping now. Let's see. Could all tank. We'll see how we get on.
Not at all. We've every faith in you, Ruth.
Every faith, Ruth.
Right, okay. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock to get more than seven. Hopefully a lot more. Very best of luck. Here we go.
In food, a cantaloupe is a type of what?
Melon.
Which is the largest internal organ in the human body?
The heart.
It's a liver. The zest refers to what part of a citrus fruit?
Skin.
Which triangular building in Moscow is the seat of the Russian government?
At the Kremlin.
In which film did Keanu Reeves attempt to save a bus with a bomb on board?
Speed.
What's the second full moon in a month known as?
Pass.
The blue moon. What is the term used to describe an animal that's active only at night?
Pass.
Nocturnal. Which organization has a space flight center in Houston, Texas?
NASA.
Prop, hooker and scrum are all from what sport?
Rugby.
Who wrote the hugely successful Harry Potter books?
J.K. Rowling.
Matt Busby was a manager of what English football team between 1945 and 69?
Manchester United.
On which day of the week do Catholics traditionally eat fish?
Friday.
In the fairy tale, who ate the porridge belonging to the three bears?
Goldilocks.
In computer technology, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
How many cents are there in the US coin known as a dime?
Five.
Ten. How many coins? I nearly fit another one in. I wanted to fit the other one
it
in.
It was close. But I don't think Ruth need worry, because it looks like a good score to me. You were flying along there, Ruth. Fair play to you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, yeah. That's really good, Ruth.
Oh, bring it on.
Yeah, that's really good. Only 2 days left now for someone to catch you. And they are a little harder this week too, so well done.
Yeah, the 5 and 10, you know, the nickel and dime, you wouldn't really know it off the top of your head, but those simple little ones get you, you know?
I'm telling you, I was only watching The Chase the other day, and that question came up, and I have the nickel, dime and quarter, which one was a 5 cent or a 10 cent, I can't even remember it now, and I got caught out, and I was adamant, I was arguing with the TV and everything, thinking I was right.
You got to love The Chase, especially the bloopers of Bradley Walsh.
Oh, it's great. He's deadly, isn't he?
He's really hysterical, good.
Good news for you then, Ruth. So a score of 11 means you're well in the lead at the moment. As PJ said, only two more days to play, so who knows, that selco.ie hygiene hamper could be winging its way to you. Well done, have a good day.
Fabulous, thanks guys.
Cheers, Ruth.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie. Classic hits.
Yeah, so now 11 is the bar that's been set on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Couple of days to try and beat it. It is still beatable.
Still beatable.
Tantalisingly beatable.
It's right on that level now of a really good score. So there you go. Let's see if we can do it again tomorrow. CSI is up next, of course. The year Hannah Montana. Well, it's when Miley Cyrus was actually good. Wasn't Max and the Maggot anymore. You know what I mean?